Angela's quilt arrived today. Faded pink and yellow flowers peek out of hand-stitched hexagons, circle after circle, on a white background. She calls it her fancy work. Quilts like this one. Napkins, monogrammed white on white. Irish linen tablecloths with cutwork leaves snipped out of satin stitches. Each a tiny bit of life mastered. Her own doing. That's from the poem Angela's Quilt Arrived Today from the book titled Angela's Quilt Arrived Today, Poems and Essays by Kathy Mayer. Readers, I, you, we, can hear Kathy Mayer's voice as we read these essays, these stories, these poems that Kathy wrote over the years. Her voice, just this side of raspy, full of mirth and life. These are true to her takes on the world, sharply observed, clearly expressed, sometimes nostalgic, sometimes filled with gentle humor. These are Kathy Mayer, remembered in formats she loved. Kathy, for those who may not have known her, was a New Mexico-born and raised longtime resident of Greater Lafayette. She was a raconteur, a journalist, a publicist, an activist for causes she fought for, and an aunt and a friend to so many. This book, Angela's Quilt Arrived Today, is a superb collection of Kathy's poetry and prose, chock full of mysteries known and even well known by their writer and often by their readers, but presented with answers never quite found within the space of the written lines. Listen, for instance, just a moment, from this poem, almost a prose poem, entitled Angela's Folly Bloomed for Easter. A thick ground cover in green and silver, its variegated leaves vivid green all winter, pop out in puffy purple blooms each spring. It flowers well into November, this optimistic hardy plant touched with grace, so like Aunt Angela herself. She named it unintentionally one summer as my sister and I toured her yard, an after-supper tradition. She pulled a weed now and then, steadying her stoop by holding onto one of our arms. "Oh my, I've forgotten what it's called," she laughed. When we asked her the name of the vine she trimmed from its wanderings, she had planted it 50 or 60 years earlier before her hair matched the silver in its leaves. "I call it my folly. It took over everywhere." I first spotted this year's blooms on a ruling wooded farm, a place Angela never visited, people she never knew. Her folly had been passed on to artists who added its purple to the palette of their creekside studio. Although she had died a year earlier, Angela was there in comfortable elegance on Easter, a welcoming spirit, chuckling in joyous familiarity. As we turn these pages, and turn them we will, we come upon tales crafted from the events and doings of our everyday lives, from the storied then and from our everyday life as we know it now. We find here tales of the transitory nature of our lives, those seemingly small moments that are here one moment and gone the next. Moments that Kathy encourages us for all of the events in our short lives to celebrate, be it the joy of the newly emerged spring flowers or the joy of seeing and excitedly waving to the fellow with the city snowplow truck as it lumbers down the newly snow-covered street outside our home. Angela's Quilt Arrived Today is set out in short chapters, organizing Kathy's work in ways she may have found surprising, but also in ways that this reader finds pleasing. We open with memories and tales of childhood. Who among us, as a child, hasn't experienced, as Kathy tells us, the surreptitious joy of escaping the lunchroom monitor's gaze in order to dispose of an unwanted food item? At least those of us of a certain age may well remember those days. Poems and essays about family follow, with Kathy sharing her memories, many good, of her mom, her dad, her siblings, her nieces and nephews. As is so true of life for all of us, some of these word-crafted memories are sad and haunting and surprisingly personal. The poet in Kathy probably would not have allowed her any other written memory. And yet others are full of joy and mirth, as she experienced growing up and then living as an adult. And many of her family memories are interwoven with themes from her Irish-infused life. Gardening in Nature is next. It presents us with poems and short essays about a passion Kathy shared with many of us. She explores the ups, the downs, the experiments, the excitements, the sadnesses of trying to prompt a bit more human-pleasing result from nature, even sometimes with a successful moment or a wondering gaze at a tableau of beauty that only a close observer of nature can share. Art Inspired takes us from a basket art show at our local art museum to the not-so-distant Peru, Indiana Circus Festival. Then we come to the collection of writings titled Becoming. I feel I ought to say this is the most personal of the chapters found in Angela's quilt arrived today. But then upon reflection, I realized that with Kathy Mayer, everything written here is personal. So still, the chapter titled Becoming takes us deeply into her internal personal development as a woman, as a human being, as an ever-questioning, ever-eyes-open writer of the world and the people around her. The writing we discover in this chapter is worthy of such a philosophical, deep titling as Becoming. And today's book would not be an honest reflection of Kathy Mayer without a bit of local flavor, local being Lafayette. And Angela's quilt arrives today delivers that local flavor throughout, most especially in the title chaptered Memories of Lafayette. Memories that are, like her writing about her childhood and her family, both sweetly turned and at times troubling as well. Kathy clearly loved this town and its people, as the poems and essays collected in many of these pages show time after time. But as a close and sensitive observer of the world around her, she was aware of Greater Lafayette's darker places and less savory residents as well. In sum, Angela's quilt arrived today as a book beautifully set out and crafted by her family and her close friends. This book is a delight for anyone who knew Kathy or who enjoys a well-turned and thoughtful phrasing. I'm glad to recommend it to your attention and to your enjoyment. I'm going to give Kathy the last word. How fitting is that? The last chapter is titled Writing, Crafting. And the very last poem, the very last piece of writing, is entitled Poems Come to Me Every Day. Here's just a bit of that concluding poem. Harlan's soft baby laughs over the phone from Boston. Vegetables simmering in soup that remind me of Mom at the stove, those bitter Indiana winters. Matt walking into middle school without a backward glance, and a family drive to see Christmas lights when no one whined and everyone sang. Gwen playing soccer against a mountain backdrop. Elizabeth at 3 telling us no chomping when we eat, her mom stifling a laugh. Most I don't write down, but I spot them, feel them. What a special way to remember a special woman, a special human being in our town. Angela's Quilt arrived today, Poems and Essays by Kathy Mayer, I'm very glad to say. It's available at all of our local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.